bless me now, oh gentle Savior.
Matthew 6, in the word of the Lord. Matthew 6, praise God. All right, mic's back on, we're good to go. Thank you, Jesus. I'm enjoying the service, and sorry about that little extra reverb on Sister Brenda's song there. I changed the setting back there. I didn't realize I was going to loop it. So I hope I hope all of you didn't mind too much out there. Praise God. Matthew 6, we're going to read Matthew verse 5, chapter 6, verse 5. There is another account here in the word of the Lord where Jesus, his disciples came to him and said, Master, teach us to pray. And he said, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward, but thou, or you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, when you get there, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. So there's nothing you or I could bring to the prayer room that he's going to say, oh, I didn't know. Carry on. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Read that with me tonight. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's love him before we're seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Blessed be your holy name. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Help us for a few minutes tonight. Amen. God bless you. May be seated. Thank you for standing. You'll notice when he said after this manner, it had nothing to do with what sometimes is on our list. It's true. There's nothing on there that is anything representative of the cares of this life, our needs, our frustrations, our headaches, what he did, what she did, how the day's gone. Just got to say that before I backtrack and share something that the Lord brought to my attention. I want to bring it to your attention. I think it's a timely word fit for our time. It's a noisy time. It's a complicated time, if we make it complicated. The world has always been the world. Ever since Adam goofed up, the world's been the world. I know Eve first sinned and then Adam, but Adam was stupid enough to go along. And it was to Adam the commandment was given, when you eat, you die. And then all of a sudden, the world became the world. But it didn't have a happy tone to it. There's something that we read here. I grew up quoting this, as several of us in here have. I mean, every time we went to confession, man, we had at least five Our Fathers to say, if not a dozen, you know. Add on, sprinkle that salt of Hail Mary full of grace on it, and we were ready to be okay again for at least another few hours. But isn't it amazing what happens when you're full of the Holy Ghost, when your sins have truly been remitted, when the time of recognizing the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ now has meaning, and it no longer means a ham and potato dinner, a set of new clothes for Sunday Mass, visiting grandma and eating those awful, spongy chicken peeps. Praise the Lord. I'm not bashing anybody. You know, they do. But I want to point out for just a few minutes something that might help you as it's helping me. It's a good reminder because we're people and we often forget. And we don't need Alzheimer's to have problems with our memory. We just be people and we'll have problems. We'll forget real quick. We'll be blessed on Sunday and we'll struggle on Monday unless we end the struggle. If we can get stuck on after this manner, that's what I want to talk to you tonight about. After this manner. Amen. Praise Amen. The Lord. I want heaven to meet me in my prayer room before I meet heaven. Praise God. When I go to prayer, I want the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. I want that getting to me first. It's almost like a race to who can talk first. I want Jesus to talk first. If I can get my prayer life so that Jesus starts talking first, if I start acknowledging Jesus first, praise the Lord, and if I can get to that peace that passes all understanding, that'll keep my heart in mind. My heart in mind might say something different in that prayer room that it wasn't going to say if I did not find that peace first, if I did not acknowledge the keeper first. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Oh, God, let me meet the keeper when I go to the prayer closet. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Why? Because sometimes I need him to keep me from saying stupid stuff. and wasting precious time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God knows how to change our tune real quick. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you pray, man, there's so many little phrases that all it needs is, you know, you ever see those teachers? Well, Sister Gloria, you know what it's like to take homework and sort of highlight stuff and grade it and just, or red ink it, you know. It's amazing when the Lord, you know, we have these Bibles that, you know, the words of Jesus are in red. And some places they're not red that should be. The whole Bible should be red. Praise God. And but there are those moments in prayer and moments when the Lord just kind of, he gets to the punch first and he highlights it. And you feel it because you know he's talking to you. When you pray, praise God. Please don't bring a lot of vain stuff to the prayer room because I want to talk. Hallelujah. And I don't want to listen to you for 45 minutes. Please understand what I just said. We can cast all our care. We can cry out and pour out our hearts before him. That's all in order. I'm not saying not to do that. Please understand what I'm saying here tonight. We started with verse 5. And remember, the disciples saw him praying. So he set an example of prayer. And it caused them, it provoked them to say, teach us how to pray. And he said, when you pray, when you do, don't be as the hypocrites are. Don't try to get noticed. And don't try to, you know, make long prayers to be heard. And, oh, they must be really close to God, you know. Oh, God, you know. It's one thing if you're really praying that way and that's just you, that's okay. It's another thing to draw attention to yourself. None of us are doing that here. It's just a good, it's here to say. But he said, you, and we've talked about this before, when you pray, enter into your closet and shut the door. Praise God. And again, to where I'm trying to go here in just the next few minutes is, I don't think sometimes, Brother Mike, we close the door fast enough on ourselves. We're in there, but we bring ourselves in there. We bring the other stuff with us, in other words, you know. You know the Peanuts, Dirt Bomb there? Pigpen, yeah. Well, same thing. You knew. I couldn't think of Pigpen, sorry. It's been a while. But I'm glad you're awake, Brother Dang. Our services would not be the same without your laugh, you know. Praise God. I was testing this mic out because it's supposed to be one of those studio mics that it's pretty good, but it's not like omnidirectional so that it captures all 360. It's supposed to sort of be very unidirectional and kind of block out sound behind. Not Brother Dane. Praise God. You have found this mic, and the engineers need to reinvestigate. We got to make this Brother Dane approve. No, I'm not kidding. I'm just kidding. Yes, you do. Which is great. I love it. Carol and I, we listen back in times. I have it at the computer at the house, and I'm just, I chuckle. And it's great. But like Pigpen, we often go in the prayer room, and we're a big dust cloud of dirt. I mean, we already are dirt. We already feel we're dirt. Every day we live with dust. We try to beautify it, smell it up, you know, dress up nice, but at the end of the day, we're just dirt that smells good. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. But we get to learn something, though. No matter how much dust we really are, when we're filled with the Holy Ghost, we're quickened dust. We're dust with a treasure. And the Lord just, it's kind of like, If we could learn 50% of the time that when we enter into our closet, when we draw near to God in prayer, if we could just let the Pigpen bomb and cloud go away and not follow us in. Praise the Lord. You remember what the scripture teaches, that the unclean cannot enter into the temple. The unclean cannot go in there and only the holy. Please understand, there's kind of a recipe in there for you to glean from that says, you know what? When I go in, there's a purpose for me going in. And if I can acknowledge the fact that he knows everything, he knows all my need, he let me know that the Father knows what you have need of before you even ask. What he's trying to do is set the course of your mind so that when we call upon the name of the Lord, we are freely, without the dust cloud of dirt, without pig pen, we are calling on the name of the Lord. It's kind of like we're inviting the idea of God surround me. Compass me about with songs of deliverance. Praise God. Before I get a chance to fret, let me hear heaven sing. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let heaven grab my heart. Let me feel when I'm in distress, let me be overwhelmed by the fact that you have enlarged me when I'm in distress. Praise God. That I am so encompassed about by this sense of enlargement. That I feel like I do have the right to pray, and I do have the right, and I think I'll just skip what I was going to initially do and just get right to thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. After this minute of pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallelujah, my God whom I trust, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Do you hear it? The kingdom of God is what? Romans 14, verse 17, I believe it is. Not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost, the kingdom, thy kingdom come. What he's saying is your peace of mind come. Your peace that will surpass my ability to figure out how I'm going to make it. Your peace that can keep me when my mind is fixed on you. He's saying, thy kingdom, thy power come. Thy answer, thy counsel, thy might, thy strength. Your wisdom come. Praise God. Everything that in myself, that is in me, that is in my flesh, which dwells no good thing, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Praise God. You hear that tonight? Hallelujah. I'm just asking you tonight, what type of difference would that make in your life if you could actually break free from pig pen? Hallelujah. There's some clouds in life I don't want following me. I don't want to bring it in. You remember the apothecary in the temple of worship? They had the apothecary, they had a mixture in the light, in the lamp. So not only did it burn nice, it smelt good. Hallelujah. Not only was there altars burning on that altar of incense from the brazen altar where the sacrifices were burnt, but there were mixtures of spices from the apothecary. It smelt good. Doesn't the scripture say that we offer up a sweet-smelling savor unto Christ? Sacrifices of praise, sacrifices of joy, hallelujah. Everything doesn't have to be okay in our life for us to offer up a sacrifice. Praise God. And I just have a funny feeling God would be pleased when he smells a good sacrifice when he knows we could muddy it up. Dead flies stinketh the apothecary. Think about that tonight. How well we stink the apothecary when we could have a good church service, we could have a good prayer meeting, but we don't because we're too busy stinking up the apothecary. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just dumping in the dead flies of what's not going right in my life. Praise God. What's not going my way. Hallelujah. Oh, heaven help me tonight. Let's love him a moment. I'm almost through. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is a lesson for all of us. Okay, all of us. I put my both feet in, my both hands in. It's a lesson for all of us. We were created to be worshipers. We were born again and made to become worshipers. We could not worship God as long as we were living in trespass and sin. Oh, we could approach with a heart of worship saying, I need you and I need God. And that's all considered part of just reaching out unto God. But I'm talking about the continual worshipers in spirit and in truth. Remember, he seeks such to worship him. So God has the right to set the precedent and the tone for our walk. How it's supposed to run, how it's supposed to smell, how it's supposed to please him. After all, he gave it to us. He picked us up out of the deep miry clay. He cleaned us up when we smelled real bad. Praise God. Sin makes you smell bad. Amen. We're out there praying with people and I'm not downing them, but sin makes them smell bad. Praise the Lord. It stoops them into an ability to be super unclean in thought, in heart, and in flesh. But there's something about thy kingdom come. Father, thy kingdom come. But I wanna talk about all this, and I wanna bring all of this to you tonight. And you're just wanting me to skip that and go to the kingdom. Hallelujah. One of these days I just gotta have a pocket full of baby binkies. I want to go to the prayer room, act like I'm teething. No, my teething days in the spirit are done. I had those moments long ago. Hallelujah. I think you get the message here tonight. I'm not here to kind of just repeat the same over and over again, but it's a powerful message. Praise God. How many times have you ever, let me say it like this, have you ever had a moment in your life when you went to the prayer room and you weren't warmed up, you weren't all gassed up, car ready to go, serviced, but when you got there and you just whispered his name, the Lord started talking to you, and all of a sudden, oh, hallelujah, I tell you what, I'll take that anytime, praise God. Especially when there's all sorts of stuff on your mind and you're half asleep and it's been rough and you've got this going on and that going on and then you got people coming to you and all sorts of stuff in life can be happening to you, but it's nice when deliverance just surrounds you and says, thy kingdom come. Yeah. Hallelujah. Your answer is to pray like this, bub. Amen. And I'm promising you, you won't leave the same way you came. You need right now to pray after this manner. Amen. Not after your manner, after the manner that I teach you. Hallelujah. You pray. Glory. And I promise you this by the Holy Ghost, that when we learn how to pray after this manner, we'll want to pray. We can't wait to get to prayer. Because it's nothing like being surrounded. Hallelujah. And it's not by the problems in life. It's not by, how am I going to fix this? And it's none of that. All of a sudden, God has walled you in. And all that, is on the outside of the wall. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about. I tell you, just you could go into the prayer room sometimes, like how we come home from work. You know, try to get up in the morning after you've been doing stuff in the field all week, and you feel like your body's twisted and disjointed in a couple different directions, and it's just kind of like, "Hun, push me off the bed. Maybe I'll just snap back into place." We go to the prayer room sometimes like that. It's amazing when the kingdom comes, we walk out of there like Superman. Oh, hallelujah. Let's have church. We don't feel an ache. We're not thinking about nothing. We're still standing upright. Praise God. There's not a kink anywhere. Hallelujah. Praise God. This old dust, amen, has not gotten the victory. Instead, it got quickened by thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I dare say that if our focus can be thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, it has a way of dissolving a lot of problems. If we could just be consumed with the will of God be done. The will of God be done. Hallelujah. It just may be that God just steps into our prayer life and our walk sometimes and just says, you know, you're not thinking enough about the kingdom. and you're not thinking enough about the will of God in your life and about pleasing God, about serving God. Some of us are like Martha, cumbered about with much serving. We're just cumbered about. And people sitting at his feet kind of rub us the wrong way. They should be like us. What makes you so special? Well, we're fixed on after this manner, that's all. You've got your manner, we have after this manner. And we're trying to live after this manner. The more we live after this manner, the more we'll be at his feet. And we'll realize that the stuff that just drives us to just being frenzy-ish will stop. That's what Jesus was saying to Martha at that time in her life. He was like, you know what? I don't care if you get me another cup. I don't care if you get me another piece of bread. I don't care if you serve all of us right now. I just prefer you sit beside your sister. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Amen? Amen. Yeah. All right, let me finish up here. So many good verses and good examples of all of this, and I think you get the point, I hope. I'm trying to emphasize it before I stop. Listen to what he's saying. He said, when you pray, do this. Don't be like this. I want you to be like this. And why is it so many times we're just the opposite? I don't know why we default. I think it's human nature default that we sometimes still, even with being born again, we fight against. We fight against this default nature that says we start praying like them and like this, and we miss the mark. We touch it once in a while. Wow, wasn't that a great Sunday night service? And then we just kind of like, woo! Like the roadrunner and the coyote. And we don't have to be like that. We really don't. So stay stuck on after this manner. After this manner, pray, our Father. And when I started kind of rehearsing this in my mind, I was feeling what I was saying, and I was feeling the emphasis, and I was feeling, what am I thinking about right now, and what am I not thinking about right now? And that makes the difference. A strong prayer life is what we're thinking about versus what we're not thinking about. Even though we bring things to the prayer room to offer up to God, we're still offering it up. It's kind of like Brother Justin tonight. We're perfectly in order. Just before we get started, just stops. Why? Because we're bringing something to God. And we're lifting up something unto the Lord, because there's faith here that says God can do something about it. And I believe God's pleased with that, because it's faith. And he's saying, that's right. After this manner you pray. Why? Our mind was on the kingdom. I've got to get this to the kingdom. We need the kingdom to come. Praise God. Miracles and wonders and signs come when we acknowledge the fact that we need the kingdom involved in this. I don't need human reasoning. Human reasoning's not going to help the man, but the kingdom can. And if the kingdom can, the will of God can. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. And that's how I feel tonight. I'm just feeling like God's saying, I just want the kingdom coming. Amen. You pray the kingdom come, because I want to come. And I want to pour it out. And I want to be powerful in your life. And I want to be strong in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I want you thinking like I think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's love him. Let's love him. Let's love him. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. 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 So in closing, it's I need the kingdom involved in this. So we have it backwards sometimes. We're so involved in the needs and the cares. And remember, Jesus goes down and says, but seek ye first the kingdom. He said, stop, don't be like the Gentiles. Their mind's on what am I going to eat, what am I going to wear, and the cares of life. That's all they think about. But I want you to think about seeking first the kingdom. Getting the kingdom. Praise God. If I can get the kingdom surrounding what's on my brain, Hallelujah. So when I go to pray, when I bow on my knees and call on the name of the Lord, what am I there to do? Am I just there to boo-hoo for 45 minutes? Yeah. Feel sorry for myself and, oh, everything's broken, and just hold the broken pieces of pottery of my life and just... Or am I here to kind of call upon the potter? Get my mind on the potter and off the broken pottery. Yes. Hallelujah. If there's anybody who knows what to do with it, he can. Yes. And that's why I'm praying in the first place. I don't need to waste a whole lot of time just, you know, exerting all of my emotion about how I feel about the moment. I just need to get to the kingdom. And I need to get to being surrounded and encompassed about. Praise God. I want to hear those songs of deliverance. I want heaven singing to me. When you're out of a song, heaven's never out of a song. Amen. The heavenly hosts still know how to sing, you know. It's not another cute Bible story. They can sing, and they can show up in your prayer room and sing you a tune right out of all your trouble. Hallelujah. Oh, let's stand and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you really understand? Do you I really understand why he's saying after this manner pray? It's because he knows we need to learn how to swim in the supernatural and to stop trying to treat prayer life like trying to pay a bill or reasoning out some other issue of life. It don't work that way. God is saying your prayer life's supernatural. It's heavenly. It's celestial. Hallelujah. It's out of this world. And God's saying, I want out of this world stuff happening in your life. You're supposed to be praying and being overcome by the unexplainable. Praise the Lord. By the, wow, I prayed, and oh God, I just got healed. We called on God for this guy, and all of a sudden on his way to the next hospital, he got up and said, I'm fine. Thy kingdom, that with God all things are possible, let that come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, this can go on and on and on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, man, if we only had this when we were 10. Go to Catholic Mass. Hey, can I read that, Father? Give me 1 second. Oh, boy, would I love to, Brother Mike. Hallelujah. Amen. God's good. Oh, we're going to stop before I start over, Sister Gloria. Hey, would you mind, do you have enough energy to sing that in closing tonight? God can do anything. I had that going on in my mind today, and I'm like, cutting trees, you know. Yes. I can take this song today. God can do anything, especially when you're praying, God, help me cut this tree right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, that's another story. Come, Sister Gloria. I'll be quiet for now. Thank you, Jesus.
God can do anything. Anything, anything God can do, anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything God can do. Anything but fail. One more time, amen. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but faith.